this day in history.
It'd be October 20th, this day in history.
Yeah, on October 20th, 1819. 1819, the controversial Union General Daniel Sickles was born. On this day in 1819, Daniel Sickles, one of the most colorful generals in the Union Army, is born in New York City. Sickles lost his leg during the battle, but he never regained another command. After the war, he was made military governor of the Carolinas and served as the U.S. Minister to Spain. His time in Madrid was also marked by scandal. Rumors spread of an affair between Sickles and Queen Isabella II.
You know who wrote a book about that guy? The same guy who wrote Schindler's List, that guy Thomas Keneally, I think is his name, wrote a book about this guy, Dan Sickles.
And of all people,
supposed to be a good one.
Of all people to have an affair with, a queen of a country, you know.
Especially if her name is Isabella.
You know what?
That's a good name.
You know what? You might get some pretty good connections.
And then what happened? That was it?
After his return to the United States, he spent much of his life defending his actions at Gettysburg and shaping the accounts of the Civil War. He died in 1914 at the age of 94. He is buried at Arlington National Cemetery, but the leg he lost at Gettysburg is on display at the Armed Forces Medical Museum.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his leg.
Did they stuff it? Like, how do you... Is it frozen?
Well, the Constitution is still alive and a piece of paper.
Yeah, but the Constitution doesn't have arteries in it.
I know, but I guess it might be frozen.
Oh, okay. Or, I thought you said it was his wooden leg. No, it's his actual leg, his frozen leg.
It can't be the frozen one.
But the leg he lost.
Hard to keep around.
But hey,
you know?
Ted Williams wants to freeze himself, then so can Mr. Sickles.
Well, hey, what's his name? They say that Walt Disney is frozen.
Is he?
Yeah, in case the world needs another Walt Disney. Which it doesn't, by the way.
In the future.
In the future, yes.
No, he was a big advocate of cryogenics, so he liked the idea that science would be able to revive him, and he'd be able to continue making
horrible
cartoons and
yes, exactly.
Tons more movies for your viewing pleasure.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, the movies back then were essentially a mouse traveling on a steamboat with Goofy. All right.
Okay, then what happened?
Also, on October 20th, 1935, Chairman Mao's Long March concludes. Just after a year after the start of the Long March, Mao Zedong arrived in Shensai Province in northwest China with 4,000 survivors and sets up Chinese Communist headquarters in northwest China.
No, we just figured, yeah, there was some African traditional music playing in the background of your Mao story.
Of course.
We like to get all over the map over here. So what happened to Mao?
So, he sets up Chinese Communist headquarters. It lasted 368 days and covered nearly twice the distance from New York to San Francisco.
And is that when they made everyone started wearing those silly little hats with the star on it?
Silly? I don't know. I mean, think they were pretty fashionable.
Well, they're fashionable now.
Yes.
But back then, well, okay, I'll go with that. Those fashionable little hats.
Chum and Mao.
Okay, all right, let's see somebody calm him down. Okay, so what happened after that?
Congress investigated communists in Hollywood. The House Un-American Activities Committee.
HUAC.
What?
Sorry.
Those two items are actually slightly related. The Chairman Mao's March and the investigations.
Oh, of course. Yeah. HUAC. All right, and also the Sydney Opera House opened. And Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is killed. On this day, Muammar Gaddafi, the longest-serving leader in Africa and the Arab world, was captured and killed by rebel forces near his hometown of Sirte.
Wow, was that a year ago?
Yes, it was.
Time is flying.
Also, guess what happened? I think it was 2 years ago. Yes, it was 2 years ago. Steve Jobs died. You thought it was was like a year ago. It actually happened 2 years ago.
So first Steve Jobs, then Gaddafi.
Yes, of course, of course. Mm.
When you lose some, you lose some, you win some, you... Or how does that work? Wow.
You see, since Steve Jobs has died, Johnny Cash has died, and... Yeah, Steve Jobs died, Johnny Cash died, and Bob Hope died. We have no cash, no hope, and no money. I know.
And no jobs.
And no jobs, of course. So, I am making the case...
The trifecta.
I am making the case why...
Listen up, everyone.
Why Kevin Bacon should never die. We should put him in like one of those
totally
chirogenic
my
things.
Mind. Again.
Jack. Also, if pro is the opposite of con, is Congress the opposite of progress?
Man,
I'm
going to
give listeners a chance
everything
to digest that, yeah, and I'm going to play a song.